Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Shurai.
I'm Wise.
I'm Sabrina.
And today we'll be talking about Are Bazaars Just Overpriced? 3, 2, 1, let's go. What's up?
You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the number one youth podcast in the
world. Can I just start my opinion and state
over it?
So, bazaars overrated? No.
Overpriced, bro.
Are they overpriced?
Yes.
Yes. I guess. But you know, it's not justified, but you know what you're signing up for, bro.
What do you mean?
It's like you see, we are at Woolworths Bazaar right now, right?
Yeah.
There's a bazaar and there's Bagus.
Yeah.
If you want to eat, you go to Bagus.
Yeah.
You want Ramadan bazaar food, you go to bazaar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't come to bazaar to... Like, I come to bazaar, I know that it's a...
Paying a premium, eh?
Macam aku just, I really know that 12 bucks per pop is it lah.
Okay.
Yeah, like one shop, you're gonna spend $12.
Mm.
Like, is it painful? Is it disgusting? Is it acceptable? I don't know.
Mm.
Tapi macam, that's it lah. Macam like, gone are the days lah. The $5, ada lah for one thing. But gone are the days.
Sekarang Ramli berapa eh? Have you guys bought Ramli recently?
Six.
$4.50 eh?
Has it always been $4.50?
$3.20.
Oi, itu Teh Quincy.
$3.20.
So I think Teh Quincy yang repeat overpriced. Overpriced, overrated.
1 liter, brother. That's why he say 1 liter. I nak selit, you know.
I know, I know. I was looking at it. Mana pakai?
I always thought it was Quincy.
Quincy. My mother name.
No way.
No, her fake name.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not
7 for $20 lah. 3 for $15 maybe.
$5 each lah kira kan. No, but then you say 1 for $4.50, 3 for $15. Then kira kan aku beli satu lagi murah lah.
But then gone are the days the $3.20. The takoyaki 10 for $2 dah no more.
I wanted to say it's 6 lah. It's 6 for $2.
10 for $2 aku rasa tak pernah exist lah.
6 for $4.50 ya. Takoyaki
Eh, but the thing is it overrated, overpriced? A pigeon are a bit weird. Like there's a weird fear of birds. Don donki has changed the game for takoyaki. Tak halal, I know.
Kau makan donki di takoyaki.
Cheap lah.
Okay.
Cheap, nice. One whole big fat tray, good juicy fat takoyaki.
How much?
I swear it's like $7, bro.
Okay, more than 10 inside.
Confirm, good ones inside. Yeah, and like, there's so many places that you can get, but there are some things that you cannot get online. So I still find that it's relevant and it's
like
not
what?
Overrated.
What can you buy at the bazaar you cannot buy anywhere else?
What can I buy? Okay, that's not the question. What can I buy at the bazaar that I'm okay doing myself, and I can buy anywhere else? Kerupuk Lego.
Doing yourself meaning what?
Kerupuk Lego. I can buy frozen. I can fry.
Oh, okay.
But sial lah.
Leceh.
When am I going to... I have frozen leko at home from Terengganu.
Yeah.
Have I cooked it? No, man. No.
Okay. And, fair enough.
Takoyaki? I cannot make.
Hot dog cheese. Yes. I
always
buy
senang
saya
nak buat.
I know.
Jangan gitu. Sial.
Tapi kat sini punya lagi sedap.
Yeah,
it's like bigger. So terrible, sia. Why?
I can't do anything.
You cannot look at me. it's like more
juicy.
Yeah, and garing like that. Very nice. And it used to be $150 that time. Oh my god.
Kat sini.
Selalu $150 that time, $250, sia. Last time $1, not $250. I terkejut sih when she asked me to pay.
There used to be that hot dog place here. What is it called? The one that just sells hot dog.
Jojo.
Yeah, Jojo.
Gyo.
But
tu pun mahal gila.
The green colour one. The green colour one. Inside the small hot dogs.
Oh.
Yeah,
basement
eh. Kat basement dulu.
Sedap je.
Yeah. I figured you would like that kind of shop one.
What can you buy here that you cannot buy anywhere else?
There's nothing. Honestly, you can.
Fried ice cream. Come on.
Boleh buat kat rumah.
No, banyak kopi time sekarang ada. Like arcade.
Ya ke?
Ada.
Fried ice cream.
Ada.
Oh, okay.
Alami pun ada. Saya tak selai.
No, I like fried Oreo though. Just say.
I tried it once before with you guys. I didn't like it.
No, it's meh, but like, I just like it. It's like buy takoyaki the 6 for $2. Like, this shit. But I just buy it.
It's
sedap, sia. You talk about it, I want go buy
it. It's flour.
And sotong.
And
a square of sotong.
And the flakes.
and a fingernail of sotong, bro. Not even a square.
Can bite one. Can bite two times at least. And then the skin, the skin flick.
Furikake eh? Oh bukan eh. Furikake lain. Okay. Yeah, so the other questions that we ask people is that the most interesting ones are about first dates lah.
Yeah.
So first dates being at the bazaar is a no-no for me personally. I don't think it's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. Unless have friend ah. What?
Yeah, my question I wanted to ask is, have you been on a first date? Have you brought a new date to bazaar?
No.
Never.
Have you been brought to a bazaar?
Eh, never. jap. Pernah. But I don't know the first date or not. First few first few dates.
But honestly, if you are talking in the talking stage during Ramadan, I think okay, sir.
Like, yeah, hey, I was just about to say, yeah.
Or not, you know, then like, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I think okay.
You can see if the girl is annoying ke tak.
That's true.
Yeah.
So well, then the girl must tahan, sir.
Must tahan lah. First date je apa. Second date can let go already. But you know, it's like, makeup dah sweaty tak boleh complain. Then you must see the girl like relax kind or like
duduk kat tepi jalan untuk makan.
Can duduk tepi no.
Oish. Damn.
That's a bazaar thing.
I don't know jalan. How if I can ask somebody to do that on a first date. Yeah.
That's why I say first
maximum
date maybe not.
Maximum is this. Maximum is this. Yeah. Is this macam perpet. Yeah. This is a perpet.
It's a ledge.
This ledge, higher ledge. Don't need to squat kind of ledge.
Yeah.
Like see at the kapak, at that type of the curb kapak. Wah, their first date cannot bring that. Crazy, bro.
It can, sir. Actually, I like, you know.
Cannot, as a first date.
I like, you know. If a guy ask me to duduk kat bawah with him like that, and that means he like laid back, chill. I like that.
Mm. Like some girls might like that. Some girls
Max
might like that.
Max is this one, bro. To me,
I okay, I duduk on the floor, like.
Legit, touch your heart.
I want to say nyangkong, sir. But duduk bersila. Bersila.
Touch your heart, like, legit, first date, okay.
I really okay.
Okay. Like, no, I feel, duduk kat on the floor, on an open area floor is better than doing the kapak curb.
Kapak curb thing ah.
Kapak curb pun okay, clean.
No, like Titanic, like we buy all our stuff ready. We go one corner, we sit down, we eat. That I think is fine. Like macam Satellite City, then outside sit on the floor after all the toilet whatever stuff. That I think that is fine. Well, just the fact of the curb, then macam bau sampah.
Mana dapat tak?
Confirm don't, lah, bro.
He's making it sound worse than it is. To me, as long as it's a bit further away from the crowd. Macam I like quiet. So a bit further ada tempat duduk. Even though kalau make sure not wet lah. Not wet or not dirty, I'm fine.
Not on top of a longkang ah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know satu tapak dekat belakang ada longkang kan. This is the intro, right? I think I asked the wrong question.
It's okay. Some other questions that we are gonna ask later is, now there's a bazaar every month, does that take away from the excitement of the bazaar Ramadan? Would you be upset if it's near buka time and there's a lot of non-Muslims in your queue?
I never asked that question, sir.
I asked once.
Yeah.
If all the food could be delivered to your house at a normal delivery fee, would you deliver or would you still go to the bazaar? Is the bazaar just a place to tangkap? Hansel.
Now let's head to the streets.
What are you guys' names?
I'm Wani.
Helmi.
I'm Sabrina. So, do you think the Ramadan bazaars are overpriced?
Actually jarang pergi bazaar, but then
banyak beli je.
Ini dia ni suka beli makanan. Anyways, I rasa dia punya price depends, ada kedai dia orang actually affordable, tapi ada kedai dia just overpriced for like something simple kita boleh buat kat rumah aje.
Macam apa example?
Macam amak ni kedai tadi I baru berbual lah. Okay, so dia apa ni, corn cheese. I rasa I boleh buat corn, you know, like corn, then you just letak cheese kat rumah, maybe microwave.
Oh, corn cup tu?
Ah, corn cup, then you just letak cheese je.
Berapa kena?
Tak tahu, I tak beli. I tengok je.
Buat kat rumah je.
Buat kat rumah lagi. Okay.
Beli kat FairPrice yang dalam satu bundle tu. Bundle nama je JB. Okay, then my next question. You nak answer, you answer dulu. Bazaar mahal tak?
I think it's kind of pricey as compared to last time. But I mean, kita pun tak boleh salahkan like the vendors, because dia punya rental semua sekarang dah gila babi kan, dia punya price. So siapa yang nak beli, beli lah. Kalau tak nak beli, just jalan je lah.
Just
tak payah nak complain-complain
lah. Korang excited bila nak pergi bazaar ni semua?
I dah tak sangat sebab apa ni, macam honestly banyak orang luar, apa ni, luar race juga. And then like sekarang dorang suka macam ambil sports kan untuk kita, and so I just stop like apa ni going to bazaar. sebab tak ada tempat duduk, time nak buka ke apa. So like, might as well makan kat rumah je.
Actually, that's my next question tau. My next question is, let's say dah kau tujuh, habis you nak beli you punya Ramli lah. Habis depan queue semua is the non-Muslim. Bingit?
Bingit lah. I mean like, honestly, you have the whole day to makan. Apa sah nak kena makan dan kita nak
buka pasal. Ni bingit habis ni.
Apa, bingit ke tak bingit? Kalau nak cakap bingit, of course bingit lah. But of course, kita pun kena plan kita punya timing ke. Takkan last minute pun nak kena queue kan. So, I mean, nak blame the other race pun, I mean, they also got the rights, right?
Yeah, and plus, diorang pun tak pun, tahu.
Yeah, diorang, iyalah. I mean, kita pun, I mean, kalau kita nak buka on time, then of course, kita have to queue early lah. Right, or find other things lah kalau nak buka on time. Kalau queue tu panjang ke apa.
Okay, yeah. And then the next question is, is it a good first date spot?
First date?
Geylang Bazaar ke Haji Lane Bazaar? Bukan ni lah, bukan Woodlands Bazaar. Saya letak Geylang Bazaar atau Haji Lane ni.
First date eh? I mean, kalau you guys not the fancy type ke apa ke, I mean it's okay. Macam dia punya vibe pun, mungkin kalau dorang nak beli baju raya together ke apa kan, nak raya sesama tiba-tiba.
Aduh, baru first date dah fikir matching eh?
First date, I don't think so lah. Pasal kecoh sangat lah. Like for me, I rather like macam, yeah, have more space to ourselves, you know, boleh berbual ni, bising, panas, peluh, ramai orang. I mean, unless korang dua-dua suka makanan, suka barang baraza, then okay lah. But for me,
no. Pergi kopitiam lah.
Kopitiam? I rather sit at kopitiam saja dan pergi sini.
Sama? Yeah. Sini just rimas. I think it's like, perempuan dah first date kan nak impress. So kita dah pakai makeup lah, pakai baju cantik-cantik. Habis datang
sini.
Aduh, tak style. Okay, last question eh.
Okay.
If all the food in the bazaar could be delivered to your doorstep for biasanya Grab punya price $2 gitu eh. Would you skip the hassle of going to the bazaar and just order the food home? Ke you would still want to come and enjoy the vibe semua?
Kalau ramai-ramai dengan kawan then I think I'd rather just enjoy the vibe. Kalau tak then makan kat rumah kan, delivery lagi baik.
Yeah, I think I'll just come to the bazaar. Pasal I'll just know macam nak tengok like makanan dia apa, like how
what
they yeah. Kadang like through app tak tahu lah like makanan dia macam mana. Like we just need to see for ourselves, then boleh nampak, see how it looks like, bau semua. Then from there macam lagi sedap lah.
Tapi seram juga saya datang lapar-lapar. Semua saya beli. Gitu lah. Gini lah.
Bila babi tak boleh habis tak ni.
Okay, that's it. That's all. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, so next question is bro, so do you think Ramadan bazaars are overpriced?
Yeah, especially the dinding, you see there?
Kan, dinding. Tapi dinding selalu mahal, Sal.
Always lah.
Tapi dinding normally mahal kan?
Yeah, very.
Tapi even sekarang kau nampak berapa dijual?
Actually, ada selling ah. 2 piece ready $13, guys. Don't buy.
Serious ah? 2 piece $13
ah? Yeah. Then you guys buy frozen one that you guys burn yourself.
Nice. Okay.
Good benefit.
Good benefit ah. So do you think, do you buy cool trendy stuff ke just the OG ni makanan?
No, I feel like I want to eat that, I buy.
Oh, you see what thing is cool then you buy lah. Yeah. What's the last thing you bought at Ramadan Bazaar?
I buy mango milk tea, guys.
Mango milk tea. Kau minum sekarang straight away apa?
Tunggu time.
Okay. So next thing. Okay, sabar eh. Do you think Ramadan Bazaar is a good first date spot?
Better do, guys.
Better what, sorry?
Better come, okay? Bring your girlfriend.
Oh, bring all the girlfriends here?
Your scandals, if you got 5 also can. It's okay. Don't say too loud, later people here. Keep it a secret.
So, kau sekarang, Ramadan Bazaar ada banyak apa sekarang? Ada Geylang lah, ada Woodland, ada Yuyishun lah, ada Hulti semua.
People that single can come bazaar and get your jodoh, insyaAllah.
Amin. So, next question.
You single?
No.
Okay.
You single?
No.
Which one is yours?
Which one?
Yeah.
I got many.
You got many, eh? Aku tahu, aku tengok muka, aku dah tahu kau player, bro. Okay. So, last. Okay, so, kau imagine, eh? Kau imagine sekarang is 7:10 PM. Kau tengah queue untuk makanan. And then, depan kau, just banyak non-Muslims. Kau sort tak?
No comment.
Guys, munafik berani. Ni tak berani komen. Butuh, bro.
No comment.
Okay, thanks, man. Thanks so much, bro.
Today, I am with
Azad.
Azad?
Yeah.
Okay Azad, nice to meet you. This is Randomly Relatable Podcast. So the first question is about bazaars in general lah. Do you think Ramadan bazaars are overpriced?
Yeah,
How old are you this year?
I'm turning 21 this year.
21. So yeah. previously, if you've been to the previous brothers, you know that they are slightly cheaper compared to now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you buy the cool, new, trendy stuff at the bazaars, or do you stick to your old like kebab lah, dendeng lah, ramli lah, or you try like smoked fries or truffle something?
I mean, normally I would go for the more traditional ones lah, but like once in a while, the new trendy stuff is like more like, you know, you can give it a try. Like.
Okay. How much are you willing to pay for that kind of stuff? The max you will go.
I think about 15 for each.
15 for each ah. Okay, even though it's just macam, you know, they have that corn dog, you know, last time they have that corn dog thing, then you just like letak chili sauce kat atas dia dah $15. Yeah. Would you pay money for that?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Now there's a bazaar every month, right? Like almost every month kat Causeway Point, macam forever ada this building kat sini. Do you think it takes away from the excitement of a Ramadan bazaar? Like bazaar tak ada special kan?
Yeah, tak special sangat lah, because it's usually macam for certain occasions lah. I mean, I think kalau if you like do it every month macam not special lah.
Okay. Then do you think it takes away from the Ramadan bazaar kat Geylang juga tak?
Personally, yes lah. Like the spirit not there.
Okay. Do you think going to the bazaar is like a good date spot tak? First date spot?
Yeah.
First date tau?
First date. Okay lah. It'll be nice lah.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. It's like, you know, you get to buy some food lah.
Okay.
It's like the first date.
Okay.
Requirements.
Okay. Also, if all the food here could be delivered to you, to your doorstep, would you still come to the bazaar tak? If all of it can be delivered at a macam cheap price, you don't have to come to the bazaar to buy, you just order, direct, it will be delivered to your house. Would you still come to the bazaar?
Probably will lah. Because
really?
Yeah.
Vibes
like
eh?
The vibes
. Oh, so it's not about the food lah, it's an activity to come down here with your family, buy food, so in the sights .
Yeah.
Okay, Ken. Thank you.
Okay.
Today I am with Daniel.
Rasul.
So today I'm going to ask you guys questions about the bazaar lah.
Sure.
So the first question is, I think it's quite obvious, is do you think the Ramadan bazaars are overpriced?
I feel yes lah. Over the years, I feel the foods are overpriced sometimes. Okay. Compared to especially Malaysia.
So
you can see the difference.
Yourself?
And also like harga pun dah makin naik, and also the foods are more trending. The mixture here and there. So I think that's why, because harga naik juga, and also because of the rental jugalah.
Okay. So, macam kirakan, even though it's overpriced, understandable lah why it's increasing, right. Is it? Yes. But would you still buy it?
Definitely lah.
You would still buy
Yeah.
Okay. $15 dinding you buy lah?
Tak selalu lah.
Tak selalu lah.
Because selalu lah. Rather than we cross over to JB, then terpaksa lah beli.
Convenience
lah.
Okay. Then we were talking about the trendy and cool items, right?
Yeah.
Do you usually buy the trendy cool items, or do you stick to the usual dendeng, ramli, kebab, that kind of stuff?
Tak. Just simple man.
Simple lah.
Be simple.
Same
lah.
I'm just.
Why ah?
Because probably
smoky stuff lah. Or, you know, all the smoky stuff.
The things that we used to eat lah.
Okay.
When we are still young.
How old are you guys now?
This year I'm 32.
32?
Yeah.
25.
Okay. So you guys won't go into the trendy
stuff. Maybe sometimes. Maybe we want to to explore or something like that. To see what's the difference between the normal stuff and the...
But it's not your first choice, kirakan?
Not my first choice.
Not go to.
Okay, can. Now there's a bazaar almost every month. If you realise kat Woodlands kan, this building macam tak pernah turun . It's always here, this tentage. Yeah. Do you think it takes away from the excitement of a Ramadan bazaar tak?
Yes. Lose the specialty of having macam this kind of occasions . Yeah, so dah tak macam unique, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, same as.
And do you think like people come to the bazaar is macam tempat nak datang beli makan, atau is an activity? Okay, aku keluar dengan kawan aku, datang sini, so in the vibes kind of thing.
Probably both.
Both. Okay.
So in terms of buying foods for iftar, at the same time also nak keluar dengan kawan lah.
Lepak.
That's one of the reason why maybe it's part of Ramadan punya vibes.
Sama.
Do you think that the bazaar is a good place to bring your date . Is it a first date place . Doesn't have to be the Woodlands punya. Maybe you bring glamour sikit pergi Geylang ke Bugis ke.
Depends,
do you think it's a good first date place .
Kalau time puasa tak kot. Sebab tanah
time puasa tak ledek.
Betul.
Time puasa so, tak boleh date.
Tapi pada aku tak.
Not a good place lah.
Not for me as well.
No. Yeah. Okay. Okay, can. I think the last question is if the all the food here could be delivered to your house at a normal macam Grab punya fees, would you still make the effort to come to the bazaar tak?
50-50 lah.
50-50.
Because I think, like I mentioned just now, in terms of the vibes of the crowd here, I mean, most of them are our Muslim community. So this we see familiar faces. So these are the things that we need to have that vibes lah.
Okay.
Ramadan.
So it's not just about the food lah. It's about coming about down. Food,
sama juga kena keluar rumah juga. Aku tak keluar rumah.
Yeah, tapi kalau time Ramadan kau nak keluar macam nak save energy, just duduk rumah je.
Itu juga. Unless datang sini beli makan dan terus balik, that kind of thing. To me that's okay lah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today I'm with Zulfika. Okay, so now what I want to ask you is, do you think Ramadan bazaars are overrated?
Honestly no, because it brings it's nice to see the whole Malay community gather as one, you know. Everyone spending their buka time with their family and friends.
Okay.
With their loved ones lah.
Okay. Okay.
So it's just nice to see it going every year.
Ah, so you don't think it's overrated because like macam it brings everybody together.
Yeah, it
even
brings
though
together.
Some people complain here, complain there, but you're still here.
Yeah.
And you still you meet somebody, you say happy stuff and become happy ah.
Honestly, everyone complain every year, but they still come down.
Tengok juga mahal tak mahal beli juga. Okay. So next one is do you tend to buy cool, fancy, trendy things? Or like just traditional?
I prefer traditional to me because it bring is like
nostalgic.
It's nostalgic ah.
Okay. What are three things you will definitely buy?
I will definitely get Burger Ramly.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Chicken or beef?
Beef.
Okay.
Kopok leko and
crispy or soggy?
Crispy.
Crispy. Oh, you like the crispy one?
Yeah, like
the
crispy
super one. Thin one or like macam keras sikit?
The keras sikit.
Okay.
And Thai milk tea.
Green or orange?
The orange one, the normal.
The orange one, same one. I prefer the normal one also. Okay. So, do you think Ramadan Bazaar is a good first date in a spot?
A good first date? Honestly, it is lah. Because it's just a nice, like there's everything lah.
Okay.
There's food, there's like fun like guest games, you can even shop a bit.
Oh, that's a good perspective. Like, it's, even though it's kind of hot.
Yeah, it's kind of hot, but
but it's fun lah. It's fun. Then there's activities. Then even though it won't be that awkward much lah. Okay. Last one. Okay. So sekarang macam there's a lot of bazaars, and then there's a lot of like Twilight Fest lah and things like that. Do you think it removes the like shockness of a Ramadan bazaar?
Honestly, to me, it doesn't remove anything lah. It's just nice to see even more events coming up like this.
Because
for me personally, I would like to go to these events more.
Okay.
Because it's like just nice to see everyone and there's like more
outings. Very happy.
Just
very
meriah. Because then go out with family and friends.
Okay.
That's a nice way to spend time with your loved ones.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's all, man. Thank you so much, bro.
Alright, what are you guys' names?
Habib.
Aiman.
Okay. So the first question I have today is, do you think Ramadan bazaars are overpriced?
Yes.
Yeah.
Throughout the years, it's getting a bit quite expensive ah.
Hard to buy stuff.
Hard to buy stuff. Dulu kalau nak pergi bazar $10 pun boleh banyak makanan.
$10 bawa balik burger satu, Ramly satu, air dua.
Sekarang satu air dah $5.
Masya. But you like anu? Yang macam sekarang dia punya air semua style-style tapi mahal lah.
Style is style lah, sedap pun. Tapi macam itu kurangkan the harga lah.
You? Mahal sangat tak bazaar sekarang?
Mahal sangat. Tadi story masuk dalam ada nasi berani itu
Okay,
above
$10
lah.
Above
$10 lah.
Kat belakang sana $19
lah
tadi.
Kan?
No more.
$10 and above lah.
Tapi ingredient dia premium ber.
Kadang-kadang orang pun boleh tipu, so like, we don't know the ingredient also.
Boleh. So, mahal sangat?
Mahal sangat lah, sangat.
Okay, next question. Sekarang ada banyak cool trendy products kan? Korang datang bazaar, korang try lah yang those cool things? Ke Indian datang beli Ramly, kebab, teh?
Ada lah, once in a while lah. Just nak testing.
Korangnya favourite so far apa?
Air je lah. Yang 1 liter tu lah.
1 liter? Yang mana? Ada?
Dalam.
Air 1 liter.
Air 1 liter.
Oh, dia ada yang banyak-banyak color-color tu eh.
Tapi ada yang split drink eh.
Ah, split cup tu. Tapi berapa kena?
Apa?
Berapa?
Waktu berapa ya that time? Tak ingat lah, tapi tahu mahal lah.
Okay, and then next question is, do you think a bazaar is a good place to bring a girl on their first date?
Ni dia got experience.
I mean kalau diorang don't main panas kan, then okay lah, boleh lah.
Ada perempuan don't main panas ke? So far, based on your experience.
So, ada, I don't know lah.
Bukan ada, perempuan, ada, bukan ada lah. Perempuan panas je terus moody ke?
Some ya lah, some tak lah. Kena tengok lah, pada-pada pilih lah.
So okay lah bawa diorang first date?
Okay lah, not bad lah. Just prepare untuk bawa duit lah banyak. Takut makanan banyak mahal lah.
Kena bayarkan diorang lah?
I mean first date pun, so like kalau tak bayar pun tak apa ke, first date je kot. First date usually orang pergi sekawan je pun.
Okay.
So like just get to know each other first lah. Takkan nak bayar banyak. Takkan nak macam First baru first time habis nak bayarkan, habis after that dah tak ada date lagi. Like wasted lah duit. Wasted lah. Not talking for experience lah. Tapi
sure tak sure.
Cakap je.
You what do you think?
Kalau I think it's okay lah. Tapi that's what you said, kena bawa duit banyak lah. Sebab sekarang bazaar dah mahal. Habis like It depends whether, as long they don't complain about the weather, then okay lah.
Banyak duit tu, berapa banyak duit kena bawa?
Minimum 50 lah.
Ui, minimum eh? Eh, berat je tu.
Minimum 50.
Habis nak hantar balik semua nanti?
Public lah.
Ah, public.
Okay, last question I have. Do you guys feel like in this day and age, orang datang Ramadan bazaar bukan nak beli makanan, tapi actually just nak tangkap handsome?
Tangkap apa?
Tangkap handsome.
Tangkap handsome?
Ha. Asal you pass to him dulu?
Asal you pass aku? Oh, that's why. Alamak. Ada yang nak tengok perempuan lah. Habis tengok-tengok takut handsome gitu. Kalau perempuan tu nampak dia habis feeling-feeling lah. Ada yang setakat nak makan lah, macam saya. Nak makan je.
Oh, awak nak makan je?
Tu je, makan je. Yes.
Macam, why your friend ketawa-ketawa? Dia macam tak beli.
Aku dah tanya tau.
Tahu.
Jangan rasa boleh.
Tahu.
Apa ni, aduh.
Dia ada makan je. Dia datang makan je.
Aku pun datang sini pun nak makan je. I mean, sometimes tengok chicks here and there lah, tu je.
Honest.
At least I'm honest. But I feel like, yalah, whatever you say lah, some people datang sini untuk tengok chicks, tengok semua, atau just here for makan.
And that
lah.
Some people is you ah.
Bukan.
Eh, sana
tu.
Okay dah, that's all the questions I have. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, we're back from the street interview. Bazaars are overpriced and overrated.
Is there any?
That's the same opinion I still had at the start and now, bro.
No, is there any cool answers that you guys have? When you guys interview.
Bazaar Ramadan.
I had one.
Go.
So this guy say it's not overrated because it's nice, the vibes is good, like. Layman term is just increase silaturahim lah. That's not layman lah. But like increase bond and camaraderie, and then like
relationship
brings
between,
people together, relationship together, brings people together. And he likes that. He likes the fact that.
That's a very you answer lah, to be honest.
But it wasn't me, it was the guy.
Yeah, I really
but it's a very me answer.
Yeah, it's a very you answer.
Yeah. Do you have any, Chef?
I don't think so. Most of them, whether I ask them, right, whether the delivery thing, I think the delivery thing actually took some people, caught some people off guard in terms of like, if I could deliver all the food to you, you have to come down at the same Grab delivery fee, will you still go to the bazaar? Oh, most of them still say yes. Because they say it's the vibes, you know, it's the feels of Ramadan and Raya. Before Raya, coming to the bazaar is a very different feeling. It's not just about the food. And that really surprised me lah.
Yeah. But you know, when I asked that question, I felt like, you know those surveyors who ask random questions just to lead to their question to sell them a service?
Yeah.
I felt like that, so I was like, oh shit, they're going to think I'm selling them a service.
Speaking of surveyors, recently I got interviewed by this guy under my block. So not a guy, this old Indian lady
under, under
my
block.
Yeah, so she was
combo scared kena fine.
No, she was surveying about about like livelihood in Singapore, your standard of living in Singapore and stuff like that. And the questions like got very weird. Do you have any
insurance?
Do you have any issues with China or the US?
Under your block?
Under my block.
I had that question over the phone.
Really?
Yeah, but it was like a list of like 100 questions.
Yeah, it was a list of a lot of questions. Are you happy with your livelihood in Singapore?
Did you get anything?
No, nothing.
They told me I was gonna get something and then I never got anything.
Yeah. I think it's a government survey, I think. Do you have any issues with China or US? Do you involve yourself with whatever politics or whatnot?
They just ask you to give a number.
One to ten.
one to ten, how will you feel?
Yeah.
Yes, I got some, I say no comment. I really don't know, I scared. But cool.
Quite cool lah. But anyways, yeah, we won that lah. We won that just now.
Yeah. Other questions, I guess I asked a guy just now whether he people come bazaar to tangkap handsome or not. I think that was the only person we asked that question, isn't
it? Because he's the person that
fits that
criteria.
Because they all look very good. They dressed up well to go Woodlands Bazaar.
It reminds me of the old civic days.
You dressed civic up to come boys. Here?
Yeah
bro, last time we were dressed
civic
up
was town sah dulu.
In legit. A way, the bandana era.
I wear denim jacket sah to come here.
That time I come here, we should rhyme. I wear bermudas. He angry sah. Like not say he angry. I can sense the vibe that I was underdressed, bro.
Yeah.
Serious ah?
Aku setakat tengah issue nak dress ni. I wear bermudas and some random t-shirt. And I should rhyme. Like he was jeans, shoe, hairstyle, bandana.
When civic was a thing, I was in secondary school still. So
yeah,
my idea of dress up was half you. That's the best I could do.
Oh, okay. So you used to come here? When
I sec 1, sec 2.
But uniform nicer, no meh?
No, kira macam, I don't know, like rebellious a bit lah. Like half-half instead of budak baik sangat lah uniform, is it? I don't remember lah last time punya.
Fucunya uniform tak lah.
You know, my god, can I tell you one story?
What?
Very fast. So, I was crossing this road. The big traffic light that everyone knows, like Woodlands, right? So there was one boy standing here, and then I was over there. So from across the street,
you're on the civic center side. He's on the Causeway Point side.
No. Terbalik.
Oh, okay. You're on the Causeway Point side.
Yeah, so I'm going to civic.
Yeah, okay.
So then after I saw him from afar already, I was like, what a cute boy. Plus also last time, at every age there is a group of people who are popular on social media, right? So second one, second two, social media not big yet, but I know I've seen that guy's face. So when I saw him in person, I was like, handsome. So I remember very distinctly when we walked past each other, we both looked at each other like movie, everything slow-mo, and I walked past. And after I went to the library to study, right, I forgot about him. And then, if I'm not wrong, he followed me on Instagram. And then after that, the weirdest thing, yeah, he asked me to meet him again downstairs. If I'm still in the area, I say, meet him downstairs, I was at that corner.
Yeah.
To take a photo. Like, can I make gambar together lah?
Okay.
No, when I was, I remember back in secondary school.
Ambil gambar as in
like ambil gambar, it was a thing. To take photo with a girl is a thing.
Is it? Because I remember I said like, okay, sure. So I went down, sat down with him and his one other friend, two guys gitu. Just bobol sikit ni, whip out his phone, then kita ambil selfie lah. But like this one, see, nice. Okay, can I go back study? Okay, bye bye. Dah. And I never see him again. Never talk to him again.
That's it lah.
That's it.
Oh wow.
Weird lah.
Interesting.
Shit.
It was never a thing.
It was a very macam Valentine's Day, Teacher's Day, National Day. Then you go around take photo with people lah.
That's normal. But this one is like
a bit kat luar, bit
strangers.
Kat luar sekolah, context luar sekolah a bit funny ah.
Weird lah.
Funny ah. Remember that since we are at Civic and we are never here sitting out here.
Yeah.
But remember, I always say like.
Yeah, remember the story you told us about you being here?
No. that was literally here.
Yeah.
But like when we were there, like there, the smoking kind of thing, that was like accompanying some friends. Then after that, like they were just inside the staircase. Then I was just outside. Then after that, they asked like, it's just very weird. Then I asked like, what's inside? Cause I'm quite nerd now. So last time also, I'm like, was like, aku like we go inside, then they were smoking. So I just found it very weird. And I was there.
Who are you with?
I don't want to say on the podcast.
Oh, aku?
No lah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, Civic was an interesting place.
A lot of memories, bro. A lot of memories.
Yeah, my best memory is the water fountain when I was even younger.
Oh, yeah, the water fountain here.
My mom bought a change of clothes, so that I can main and then tukar kat toilet nanti.
The thing is, Lepak Civic last time was a fun place for me because like I have a straight bus home.
You tangkap handsome?
Want to. Huh?
You tangkap handsome here?
Lepak Lepak.
Tangkap handsome.
Tangkap handsome also Lepak
This was the KGC
This was the KGC.
Like almost, right?
Of the north
Of the north.
Cool. I didn't really experience that sangat. I was too young. But yeah, overall, very good podcast. It was very interesting to talk to people. Interesting because it's our first time recording in Woodlands Bazaar after a very long time.
Yeah.
The demographics
back to our roots, kira-kira.
Really quite different.
Huh?
The demographics really quite different.
Yeah.
A bit harder to get people to want. It's okay.
It's okay. Can go.
A bit harder to get people to want to
speak.
Speak also. Yeah, I think in Haji Lane people are like.
But I was telling wise, like we save time. In the grand scheme of things, because travel time there, travel time back, right?
One
it will cover the cost of us trying to find people here.
So
and it's we stay in the north. We grew up in the north, and we see some people here.
Yeah,
some people we are our friends, and then like we are comfortable in the area. And RP like last time Woodlands Secondary School, secondary schools in Woodlands, secondary schools in Yishun. Wow! Burong.
Why you scared me, guys?
It was half so low, bro.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.